Welcome to the Bread Women Project podcast. I'm Pamela Johnston, the founder of the network, and today we're going to introduce our retirement expert, Donna McCaw. But first, let me tell you about the Bread Women Project. This network will offer services to help women who are at a crossroads. Today's podcast features one of our experts that will help women take the first step in the direction of their new life. So let's meet Donna McCaw. She's the author of It's Your Time, and Donna specifically deals with women in transition. She will be the network's retirement expert. Thanks for taking the time to chat.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, I'm going to dive right into this, and in this podcast, we're going to dedicate it to finances. And I know you think that's a really important issue that women need to take seriously. Can you tell me more about that?
Well, it certainly is, and it's an issue that women often duck or turn over responsibility to somebody else. Women tend to live longer than men and, generally speaking, on less money than men. So they need to start planning and saving as soon as possible, have their eye on the money ball early, and educate themselves so that they are ready to deal with their own finances.
Right. Well, let's talk about women who have trouble saving because they're in debt. I know that you've said before that that's a big issue. Do you have any tips for someone who's in over their head?
Oh, absolutely. Start paying attention. Too many people are way too far into denial. Getting out of debt is a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer that people aren't paying attention to. So, you know, folks are spending more and more money. StatsCan says we're only saving 4% because we have such high debt loads. And some of those are high credit rate, high credit card interest rate debt. And that's a terrible when it gets hold of you and it's like quicksand. So there are things that you can do about that. There's a Canadian Association of Debt Assistance. There's the Credit Counseling Society. There's a website called nomoredebts.org. So it takes you through the process from credit counseling to debt settlement to possible consumer proposals and, if necessary, even bankruptcy. But bankruptcy is the very, very, very last ditch stand. So you need to take a cold, hard look at your debt situation, figure out how to consolidate it, get the highest interest rates paid off first, and get professional help. And professional help can be free.
Right. Well, thank you for mentioning a spending plan, because one avenue that I know of is Debtors Anonymous,
yeah,
which is a 12-step program, and it gets to the heart of why people might be spending more money than they're making and, you know, issues like that in a society that is so focused on materialism and consumerism, et cetera.
Absolutely. Women have complicated relationships, including complicated relationships with money.
Right.
And so we need to take a look at what our baggage is around money, what our beliefs are around money, and, you know, start to get more objective and clear about what our goals are and what we want and how we want to use it.
Exactly. And, you know, this is such a great subject, and I'm so glad you're our expert, because there are other experts and coaches and things that deal with sort of a spiritual relationship with money and, as you say, getting into the emotional background. But that's a topic for another time. Let's move on. Now, I know that you think it's very important that women have a financial advisor.
Absolutely. Somebody they can communicate with, somebody they can trust, someone that is going to help them set their goals and monitor that they're working toward them. People who have financial advisors do better and are less anxious than people who don't. But very often you have to educate yourself first, so you're getting the right kind of financial advice for yourself, whether it be through a professional certified financial planner, whether it be through your banker, whether it be through a money coach. You need to find out what those letters behind someone's name mean so you can pick somebody that you know is qualified and not just a salesperson, somebody who has the knowledge, the expertise, and somebody who can communicate. So many women I talk to say, well, financial advisors just talk over my head. I feel stupid. Well, find somebody who doesn't do that and educate yourself to the point where you aren't intimidated.
Right. And as many of my listeners know by now, I have spent 33 years in the investment business, and you couldn't be more right about what you're saying. And finding a trusting financial advisor is critical to helping things work out for you in the long run.
You're listening to the Breadwomen Project podcast. I'm Pamela Johnston. I'm speaking with our retirement expert, Donna McCaw.
So, we were just talking about debt. How do you feel about borrowing from your RRSP?
Well, first of all, good for you for having an RRSP. And it's very, very tricky to be borrowing from that RRSP because you're going to pay taxes on whatever you take out. If you want to take it out as a first home buyer and use the home buyer's plan, I think that might be a good idea. If you want to use it to go back to school, that may save you the taxes, but you better be going back to school to increase your profitability, your ability to make money.
Right.
That's what I would suggest. I see people going back to school for things that are sort of a lifelong dream that really take them out of their careers. And so you have to keep your eye on the money ball when you're making those kind of decisions. Some people who have a defined benefit pension, having a large RRSP is probably not a good idea. I know a lot of teachers and civil servants who have put money aside regularly, faithfully, into an RRSP, but then they find out, because they have a defined benefit pension and a fairly good retirement income, that their RIF bumps them up into another tax bracket. So if you have a defined benefit pension, you better take a close look at what that RRSP is going to do to your tax picture.
Right. And again, a topic for another conversation is the financial planning aspect where you troubleshoot these kinds of issues before they happen.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. Well, I'll look forward to that. In your practice, when did you see people struggling with finances?
Well, because I deal with people who are looking to retire at some point, they're doing retirement preparation, I find people who have run into potholes along the way that have taken away their timing, have taken away their choices. So I've seen health problems happen. And because health problems happen, their work and income is compromised, and they're very afraid that they're not going to be able to retire very well. The other one, and I see this happening more and more, are downsizing, pink slips, job loss. Again, where people were planning to be retiring at a particular age, but they got the pink slip way before that happened, or they got the word that they had a package coming to them or something like that. So those can be problems. The other one, for women particularly, about 75% of women or of caretakers are women. And I've seen women take leaves, go part-time, stop their jobs altogether in order to be a caretaker for their children, or later on for looking after their spouse, looking after their parents, looking after their in-laws. And that really puts a crimp into their retirement savings.
Yes, and there's another one that I personally am experiencing, and I know a lot of people of my generation are too, is the difficulty that our young adults are having finding jobs.
Absolutely. Many of us are put into that sandwich generation squeeze where we're really stressed out because we're supporting our adult children as much as we can, and very often also looking after frail parents.
Yeah, it really, there's a lot of stuff going on in this world of ours today, and it's not easy to navigate.
Yeah, and luckily women tend to be pretty good at keeping lots of balls in the air, but often they drop the money ball because they've got so many other balls in the air.
Well, yeah, exactly. You can only do so much, and if you don't have the resources, then you drop what you just don't feel you can do.
I'm Pamela Johnston, the host of the Breadwomen Project podcast. Donna McCaw joins me as the network's retirement expert. Today, we're focusing on finances.
So let's talk pensions. Do you find that women are educated about pension planning?
No, not particularly at all.
In a word, no.
Only about 40% of working Canadians have an employer pension. And, you know, when I talk to people, I say, well, do you know what the OAS is going to be? Are you going to get a CPP? They don't even know what the letters stand for, and they haven't looked at them at all. I ask them about what their monthly payout is going to be from their savings plan. No idea. So they need to think of themselves as independent people because, you know, the average age for a woman becoming a widow is 56. The average 65-year-old woman is going to be on her own at some point in her life and is going to need to be independent. So they need to start educating themselves now. So if you have a pension, find out the details. And if your spouse has a pension, find out what the survivorship details are on that pension. So you have some idea of what to expect. Find out about the old age security, which is now about $550 a month. Find out from Service Canada what you can expect for a CPP or Canada Pension Plan payment. So they need to be aware that not everybody has a pension, but they need to know what it is, what the details are of that pension, if they are lucky enough to have one.
Exactly. Well, thank you. This was great, Donna, and it's just a little taste of the kind of really terrific information that you bring to this project. And next time we have you on, I'd really love it if you could talk to us more about retirement. But just before I let you go, what is one quick retirement tip that you can give us?
And probably figure out where your money is going to come from in retirement. What are your sources of income? And then where is your money going? And it, if you take a look at where your money is going now, sort of a cash flow now, that will give you some idea of what it will be. I mean, nobody has a crystal ball to know into the future what costs are going to be, except we know hydro is going up. But we have some idea what we're dealing with now, and that probably will give us an indicator of what we're going to need.
Great. Well, that's really wonderful, and I thank you so much, Donna. I feel this information is just so important for our listeners to hear, and I'm glad that we have someone like you to deliver it. And if people would like to know more about Donna's book, click on the link in the description box of this podcast and or visit donnamacaw.ca. I'll spell that D-O-N as in Norman, N as in Norman A, M as in Michael, CCAW.ca. So for the Breadwomen Project, I'm Pamela Johnston, and I look forward to joining you again.